streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, a Wednesday it is, live in Los Angeles. It is the Herd, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. Peter King next hour, Nick Wright this hour. It is great to have you in today, as a lot of things percolating out there. Joy Taylor is joining me today. Joy, I've got some ideas today. They are going to be met with skepticism, but part of doing this show is exploring. A little Lewis and Clark DNA here. We can explore. We don't always find our landing spot or our destination. We have to go through, you know, mountain ranges, and sometimes we lose people. But I am on a journey this morning to find the truth.
Well, you know, you're America's honesty broker.
Yeah, that's right.
Sometimes to find the truth, you got to do a little digging.
Exactly. So I've got my backpack and my tools, and here we go. So we all know this. I mean, things move fast. I was talking to a friend a couple years ago about this, and we were just talking about digital and podcasting and cord cutting and all the vagaries and things going on in our business. And I said, like, year to year, stuff changes so fast now. Stuff that did, platforms that didn't exist, now TikTok. It didn't exist 5 years ago, not that I knew of. And I'm like, it's just crazy. Where is it all going to land? I have no idea, but it's just a lot of stuff is moving. And a lot of this is just all technology-based, right? There's a new platform for you to watch stuff on, feels like, every year. And we know this. Like, if I would have told you 10 years ago, I'm going out to dinner tonight. Got any cash? No. Don't even have a nickel. What do you mean? I don't carry cash. 10 years ago, that sounded ridiculous. Folks, I couldn't tell you the last time I had a $10 bill in my wallet. I never have cash. 15 years ago, I'm going to put my daughter in a stranger's car. She'll go to the airport. Are you crazy? Today, it's Uber. Like, why park your car? It's $30 a day at LAX. Just take Uber. Doesn't make any sense to park your car at an airport. You know, 15 years ago, you know, the idea of going to a game without a ticket, going to an airport without a ticket. Now you look at people with a ticket, you're like, what are you, a dinosaur? Is it a Spielberg movie? What are we doing here? There's a ticket to the airport. Things change and they change fast. 10 years ago, maybe five, if I said to you, a team's going to trade LeBron. They're over him.
Whoa.
Really? He's missed 75 games in the last 4 years. He's missed a season in the last four seasons. And he's getting older. He doesn't give you 44 minutes a night. He's not nearly as dominant on the defensive end. I would prefer the Lakers keep LeBron, trade AD, blow it up this offseason. But so what if you had to trade him? LA has a history. We just get the next guy. Kareem, Wilt, Shaq, LeBron. It's what the city does. Matt Stafford said, I want to go to LA. OBJ, get me to LA. Paul George, I want to go to LA. Lincoln Riley left Oklahoma, top five job. Get me to LA. This isn't Cleveland. Lakers shouldn't be desperate. The greatest leverage you can have in negotiation, no fear. All right. I mean, the bottom line, LeBron is somebody I'd rather keep. LeBron wants to stay here. But there's an argument to be made. LeBron needs L.A. right now as badly as L.A. needs LeBron. His business, his net worth has doubled in 4 years. He is crushing it out here in business. When he got to Los Angeles, I was told he met with six billionaires in the first month. They lined up in Los Angeles. I know people that are in his business, LeBron's business, they were literally being handed checks for new projects. They were saying, they had to say no. They could have said yes 30 times a day. LA is good for LeBron. LA is attractive to pro athletes. I know conservative news outlets tell you nobody wants to live here. Yeah, they do. Pro athletes do. It's sunny. It's beautiful people. There's great business. You put Giannis in LA tomorrow, he would make so much more money than he makes now in Milwaukee. There would be so many opportunities for him. Shaq in Orlando is a good basketball player. Shaq in L.A. was an industry. If Magic Johnson only played in Portland, he wouldn't be the iconic figure today. So the reality is with LeBron, Brian Windhorst has a column today that's fascinating. He said LeBron is ticked off at the Lakers for two reasons and spent the All-Star weekend making sure he got it out, talking to reporters he knew that would send his message, that LeBron wanted Westbrook traded and was furious that the Lakers put it out there that LeBron was okay with it. He didn't want Westbrook anymore, and he didn't want it out there that he was okay with Westbrook anymore. So he's upset with the Lakers. 10 years ago, put your daughter in a car to the airport. Outrageous. 5 years ago, trade LeBron. Ridiculous. I'd prefer to keep him, but it's not off the table. Listen, the Lakers are not winning a championship with this group. It's over. You got one. I said this earlier this week. Kevin Durant and Steph, we thought it was a dynasty. They won two. That's good enough. Absolutely good enough. I mean, Michael Jordan won three, left, played baseball, came back, won three. That's the greatest dynasty of all time. Shaq and Kobe only got three. And those are considered dynasties, all-time stuff. Folks, you got one with old LeBron and brittle AD. And you're not going to get another pandemic so they get 3.5-4 months off in the middle of the season. So the Lakers right now, basically, this is what you do as a Laker fan. Cross your fingers every night that LeBron or AD don't go down. That's literally what Laker fans do. That's not what you want to be as a pro sports fan. This is not a desperate city. This is not a desperate organization. I would rather not trade LeBron. I would rather build around LeBron and Malik Monk and the Reeves kid, maybe Avery Bradley. That's maybe Carmelo off the bench. That's what I'd like to do. But, folks, things change fast. You can't be fear-based. This is not a city that struggles to attract talent. And right now, LeBron's business is better than his basketball in L.A. He needs L.A. too. Kobe Altman runs the Cavaliers. He's the VP of operations there. And he was on Woj's podcast this week. If you follow basketball, you know who Woj is. And he was talking about the effect of losing LeBron when he left Cleveland.
When you have a player
the caliber of LeBron James, the best player in the sport, you wake up every day thinking you're going to go to the finals. And that's not reality. It was an incredible run. We brought a championship to Northeast Ohio. But that wasn't reality. I think the last 3 years of rebuilding and rolling up your sleeves, replenishing assets, draft picks, that's more of a reality of a NBA general manager. And to be quite honest with you, after that four-year run, we didn't have a foundation of really anything. We had immense talent during that four-year run, but when LeBron left, we fell flat on our face as a franchise.
That's because you gave everything away because you were desperate to win, and that's what places like Cleveland do. What the Lakers are saying with LeBron is, we're not doing that. We're not giving you everything you want. We're not blowing it up. We're not making every trade for you. We're not Cleveland, and they're right. And LeBron likes it here, and he's doubled his net worth. If you had to trade him, wouldn't be ideal, but you could rebuild your franchise in a weekend. This is the first time LeBron's going to have to come to terms with he doesn't have all the power anymore. He's not the same player. He's missed a season in the last 4 years. His best was when he got 4 months off in a season. This is not anti-LeBron. I'm pro-LeBron. But the world changes really fast. Ryan Clark used to play for the Steelers. Now he's often critical of them, which I like. J.J. Redick this week, by the way, was critical of Zion. I like that, too. That's why you hire analysts. They have access and are willing to say things that sometimes are harsh and fans don't like. J.J. Redick and Ryan Clark have hit home runs this week. Good for them. Ryan Clark came out and said it will be a failure as an organization if the Steelers stick with Mason Rudolph. Of course, Joy is a Steeler fan, so I kind of tap dance around my criticism of Pittsburgh. But Ryan Clark is absolutely, positively, 100% right. And this goes with something that is becoming a very disturbing trend for fans in the National Football League with defensive head coaches. Vic Fangio thought his defense and Teddy Bridgewater could win. He just got fired. Mike Zimmer thought Dalvin Cook running and my defense can win. He just got fired. Ron Rivera thought Taylor Heinicke and Ryan Fitzpatrick were good enough. Pete Carroll, fourth place, run the football, play defense. Don't worry about offensive coordinators or continuing to evolve the offensive line. Brian Flores, excellent head coach. Defensive coach, though, couldn't get along, make it work with three offensive coordinators. Fired. This is a disturbing trend. Mike Tomlin can't possibly think Mason Rudolph is good enough where Joe Burrow emerged as arguably the best young quarterback in the league. And this is a problem. Sean McVay had a quarterback that got to a Super Bowl, offensive coach. What did he say? I got an upgrade. Andy Reid had a quarterback, Alex Smith, that got him to the playoffs. And he said, not good enough, upgrade. Kyle Shanahan, Jimmy Garoppolo could get us to the Super Bowl. Not good enough, trade up, get a college kid. Time and time again, the offensive coaches in this league, Bruce Arians, Jameis Winston, by the way, threw for 5,000 yards. He was wildly productive. They were in a playoff hunt to the last weekend with Jameis Winston. Not good enough. The offensive coaches have an understanding how important the quarterback is. And these defensive coaches, even the good ones, Zimmer, Fangio, Tomlin, Rivera, Pete Carroll, run the ball. Quarterback is important, but it's not. No, it's everything. It is everything. Every division was won by the best quarterback this year. Every single one. Every NFC team that won their division had an offensive coach. 6 of 8 divisions, offensive coach. AFC East doesn't have one. Take that out. 6 of 7 available conferences, offensive coach. And Vrabel won his because the rest of the conference is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. If you don't get it in 2022 as an NFL coach that Mason Rudolph is not good enough, you are a CEO in America today that doesn't understand that the work-from-home culture is not going away. You don't get it. You want to force workers to go back to work. I own a little company now, podcast company. I get calls every day. Get me out of this big corporation. Yeah, come to my company. You can work at home. If you don't get it, you got to be replaced as a CEO. People are going to work from home, work 4 days a week, have coffee, hang out with the dogs in the morning. They don't want to drive to work. And if you don't get it, you got to get fired. You got to get a new CEO. I was reading a story this morning at The Atlantic about work at home culture. Like, people are going back to movie theaters. They are not going back to work. They have no interest. They'll change jobs. And as our economy grows, especially in tech, these young people who are amazing at tech, they'll just find other places. They're not going to work. So you better get it. And Mike Tomlin's a great coach. He'll be a Hall of Famer, I imagine. But you got to get it. That ain't good enough. Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Baker Mayfield is significantly better than Mason Rudolph. Significantly better arm than Mason Rudolph. So here's how you know Mason Rudolph's not the answer. Because if you asked Zach Taylor, coach of the Bengals, if you asked Kevin Stefanski, coach of the Browns, if you asked John Harbaugh, coach of the Ravens, who they would want the Steelers to play at quarterback, they'd all go, Mason Rudolph. They'd want him over Carson Wentz or Jimmy Garoppolo or Deshaun Watson. They would all say, yeah, go with Mason Rudolph. That's the guy we... even the defensive coaches I like, Tomlin, Zimmer, Pete Carroll, I think they're really good coaches. Even the guys I like, Brian Flores. Guys, the world's changing. People are going to work from home. They want to work 4 days a week, not five. You've got to be better at quarterback. The old play good defense and run, it's over. And that division now, if Baker Mayfield's your third best quarterback, I mean, he's talented, got an arm. Not my cup of tea all the time, but got an arm. Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson? And you're going to bring that BB gun in? Come on now. Got to do better.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
You ever been in a relationship and somebody's personality changes? Like, she's really joyful and fun to be around, and then she starts picking fights. She doesn't want to be around you anymore, right? Like, you've been around somebody, they're really nice, they're really great, and they're picking fights. And you're like, why are they doing that? Because they're planting the seeds. They're starting to create a fight, disruption, they want out. Maybe you're too nice of a person to just break up with. She doesn't want to hurt your feelings. But in the end, you're like, man, she's really complaining a lot about me. Now she just wants out. Instead of just walking in and saying, get out of here, you know, she's trying to kind of create, you know, something, or he's trying to create something. This is what Zion Williamson's doing. So we always talk about in the NBA, teams tanking. I think what Zion is doing is he's tanking. He's putting on weight. He's rehabbing in Portland. He's totally detached from the team. That's not who he is. He's a joyful, fun kid that everybody loved at Duke. We all loved him. He's doing that for a reason. Because when they get forced to trade him, you don't have to give up as much. If you had to trade Ja Morant now to get Ja Morant, do you know what you'd have to give up? Half your team. Zion, though, the Pelicans can say, you know, or a team that's trading for Zion can say, oh, the guy can't even stay in shape. Nobody talks to him. That's not who Zion is. I think Zion's really shrewd here. Zion does not want to be here. He has no interest. He's literally rehabbing out in Nike in Portland. He has no interest being there. Chris Paul didn't want to be there. AD didn't want to be there. This is an organization, the Pelicans, the NBA had to buy and then sold it because Louisiana is not a super rich state. They just sold it to the NFL owners who don't really care about basketball nearly as much as football, and everybody knows it. Agents know it. Players know it. He doesn't want to play there. I said this, we've got the tape, before he got drafted, that I thought this kid, from a marketing standpoint and a game standpoint and a merchandising standpoint, was killing his potential brand. This is what I said before he got drafted. If I'm Zion Williamson, I do not go to New Orleans. I would call the Pelicans and say, I'm taking my name out of the draft, so trade me. If they do not elect to do that, takes his name out of the draft, he's the number one pick next year. This happened in hockey. Eric Lindros was Zion. They were calling him the greatest young hockey prospect ever. He was a Canadian, and he said, no, I'm not playing for Quebec. I don't like their management. I'm not playing. This is what John Elway and Eli Manning did. The NFL has never been the individual star league. The NFL is about the flag and America, the military and patriotism and the shield, and it's all about us. And yet, Elway and Eli Manning said, no, we're individuals. We're not going to our teams. 4 Super Bowls, and everybody got over it. All the concerns have come true. I'm not blaming anybody in New Orleans. There's just sometimes we have certain organizations in sports. Remember the Raiders when Al Davis was living? He just didn't want to be there. You just did not want to be there. Carson Palmer with the Bengals 15 years ago. Like, I'm not going to be here. I'd rather quit. Like, the Pelicans are not a great organization. I'm not blaming anybody individually. But what he is doing, I think, is actually savvy. I believe he and his family have decided we're not going to come. In fact, the Pelicans sent out an email for next year's season tickets. Zion's name is not on it. They say, come and watch Brandon Ingram and CJ McCollum and head coach Willie Green. Zion's name's not on it. So this is ending. It's ending soon. And if I was an NBA GM out there, I would call the Pelicans tomorrow and say, we'll make the deal. Because you are buying a beaten down stock at a value price. I think Zion's got a lot left. And I know you all think I'm crazy on this, but he was a completely good dude and a joyful dude. And J.J. Redick's right on the money. He's totally detached in the last year. When joyful people suddenly detach, when nice people become surly, you've lost them. You have lost him. He's not coming back. And NBA history tells you, trade the star early. You'll get more than trading him late. I think it's a business decision by Zion. This is just my theory on it. But this was the most joyful, fun-loving. He literally said, Mike Krzyzewski told me to go pro. I wanted to come back and play with my teammates. And now I'm supposed to believe he's not into basketball. He's rehabbing out of the city. He's a joyless player. He doesn't care about... It's a business decision. I'm not saying it's the wrong one. I mean, Anthony Davis got a title with the Lakers. He wasn't getting one with the Pelicans. I'm not blaming the Pelicans. It's the reality of what they are. This happens in all pro sports. I've always argued you could take five franchises, including out of the NFL in every league. Nothing against Jacksonville. They left tomorrow. We're going to be okay? We're going to be okay. Sacramento Kings left tomorrow. We'd be okay. I think Zion, I think he's made a decision, and I think you should move him. And I think it's good for him, his brand, and frankly, the league.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Reister or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world. They just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. With some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
People love Michael Jordan. It's amazing. He was a villain in Cleveland forever. He broke their hearts. He goes to Cleveland, and he got a louder ovation than LeBron. Like, it wasn't close. That is unbelievable. Guy's been out of the league forever. He broke your hearts multiple times. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? Nick Wright is joining us live, and this had to just... What did you make of Michael Jordan's enduring popularity? I mean, that stings a little.
Yeah.
What do you make of it?
No, it doesn't sting a little. Listen, when you're, without question, one of the three greatest people to ever do something, you should be, you know, especially when, you know, people don't get to see him a lot. I mean, people laugh when I say one of the three greatest. Colin, the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar erasure must end, and we're going to start at the end of it right now. I mean, give me a break. Kareem can't be considered. Oh, six rings. Kareem's got six rings. Also went to 10 finals, scored more points, too. Had the most unstoppable shot ever, greatest high school and college player ever. But I digress. Listen, he's popular, yeah, because a lot of people from your generation have turned him into Paul Bunyan. You know, someone sent me a clip yesterday of my dear friend, a man who, when I was a child, was my mentor before you took over that role, Bob Costas, calling Game 6 of the 98 finals. And there's a moment in there late in the fourth quarter where Scottie Pippen hits a three to tie the game.
Yeah.
And Jordan walks over to him after Utah calls timeout and screams at him because Jordan wanted the ball. And Costas says, "What a competitor! Angry at a teammate for making a shot." That's really the broadcast. That happened. Someone sent it to me yesterday. And I'm like, yeah. So, of course, everyone thinks this guy was 8 feet tall and never missed a shot and only played six seasons. Because how are you 6 for 6 if you had played more than six seasons? Did you ever lose? Did you lose? I'm so confused. And so, yeah, he got a bigger pop. But now, here's the thing, Colin. Because did you notice the most important thing that happened? The most important thing that happened was Michael embraced LeBron, hugged him, talked to him. And Michael has been famously very cold towards LeBron. Do you know why he did that? Because Michael sees the train that's coming down the tracks. And just like Michael, the day after LeBron beat the Warriors, called in, start filming The Last Dance, I give you authorization, he knew that this was the last major NBA event where he is going to be recognized as the GOAT, that the top 100 of 100, it's going to be all LeBron at the top 80 of 80. It's all coming. And that's Michael hoping that, you know, the transition of powers, LeBron is gentle, that LeBron is kind, that LeBron, you know what I mean, doesn't make him clear out his office, the GOAT office, too quickly. So, that's what we saw there. But I get it. Jordan fans at this point, Colin, they're like Seattle Seahawks football fans. They're like, what's the Geiger counter on our cheer? It's loudest in the world. Stop it. Everybody stop it. All right. You're making me drink. This is actually a water.
I'm going to take a break and come back with you. I just had to set you up for five minutes on that. It was very good.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
I made my argument for LeBron. I'd rather keep him moving forward. I'd keep Malik Monk. I'd keep Pryor Reeves, Avery Bradley. But I'd flush some stuff out, trade everybody else as much as I could. There's a story, Brian Windhorst, today. LeBron's mad at the Lakers for a variety of reasons. So let me just ask you, Inspector Nick Wright, what do you do to solve this enigmatic dilemma now in L.A.?
Well, listen, I think for this year, there's no solving it. For this year, you just hope and pray that they hang on to they not only in the play-in, but what you really got to be hoping for, if we're being honest, is that they can move up somehow to the 8 line. And that way, if you win the first play-in game, instead of getting Phoenix, you get Golden State in round one. And Golden State does have a big question mark, particularly with Draymond's back being an issue. But you need Anthony Davis to get back. You need LeBron to keep playing at this level. This season probably is lost. This offseason, though, doesn't have to be. And the reason why is, if I'm the Lakers, I remind myself that I am the Lakers, that I understand the Buss family isn't super rich by team owner standards, but they do own the Lakers, and you can afford to, you know, you can afford to pay the luxury tax, you can afford for some bad contracts, and what you do is you dangle Russell Westbrook, not the player, but Russell Westbrook, the expiring contract. Because Russell Westbrook this offseason will be an attractive piece for a team looking to get off money, for a team that has signed a guy to a bad deal that you then want to be able to get off of quicker. So I think Russell Westbrook plus those future picks you didn't want to trade at the deadline, you can get a better haul for.
Yeah.
So I understand them wanting to wait to do that rather than trade for John Wall. What I don't understand, and this is the root of a lot of the anger, is why Rob Pelinka went out there and said, yeah, LeBron signed off on us doing nothing at the deadline when LeBron didn't. I don't know why you would publicly lie about something LeBron said. That seems like a very, very odd move for Rob Pelinka to make.
I am interested. Yesterday, Mark Schlereth and Joy Taylor commented on the Aaron Rodgers Instagram post, and their takeaway is he's leaving. My takeaway is Aaron's already made his decision. He's probably staying. Nobody takes a 12-day cleanse and then says, I still haven't made my mind up. If you're purposefully vomiting, you need to come with an answer in that 12-day period. You can't come out of going to Ojai, California at a resort for 9 days and, you know, smoking whatever you smoke up there and then tell me, yeah, I never got anything solved. You got to have an answer, right? Like, we know he's got an answer. We just don't know what it is. But what did you make of the post? What did you make of all the hearts? And
Well, my immediate, so my immediate reaction was, I thought it was a guy who was heartbroken. I thought maybe he'd had a couple scotches, as he's wont to do. And that seemed to me to be directed more at Shailene Woodley than anyone else, because it was reported that they had broken up. He was very public about wanting to have kids with her. They were engaged. And in that post, there's a picture of them together. He says, I love you. Like, I'm so grateful for you. So I thought it was more about that than about football. But then he said, he did this cleanse and was feeling this great gratitude. What I think the audience needs to remember is this. Aaron Rodgers, Colin, is not a free agent. So he can come back to the Packers, that's easy. He can retire if he wants to, that's relatively easy. And he can demand a trade, and I think they would trade him if he demanded it. But Colin, do you think they would let him pick his own destination? Like, what if, you guys were talking about Miami earlier. What if Aaron says, I want to go to Pittsburgh? Me and Mike Tomlin winked at each other, great defense, all these things. And Pittsburgh offers two first-round picks.
Yeah.
And Miami, who's had the offseason from hell, says, we got to change the narrative. We'll offer you three first-round picks and a second. Do you think Green Bay is simply going to send Aaron to wherever he wants, or that they would send him to whomever makes the best offer? Like, Brady was a free agent, so that was different. And Stafford, as you've talked about, had built up so much equity with Detroit for dealing with all of that for so long, they did him a solid. I'm not certain Green Bay is going to let Aaron just pick his destination, which is one of the reasons why I think he comes back as a Packer. I think he and your guy Russell Wilson, you know, they don't get the attention you get by playing in Super Bowls, so they find other ways to get the attention. I know we're not allowed. I know this is a rough Russell Wilson safe space, but a lot of the Aaron Rodgers stuff you don't like. Russell is starting to trend down that path, my friend. But we can discuss that another time. But there's just a lot of, hey, don't forget about me, everybody. So I think that's potentially
I only got a minute and a half left, okay, but I want to ask you about this. So this Ben Simmons thing. So I saw the other day, I'm going to be back very soon. And my take was your take. So explain, when I read that, I thought, back soon? What are your thoughts?
Why is he not back now?
Thank you.
I don't understand what's happening.
I agree. But
listen, I was told, and everyone reporting this story, that was talking to people close to Ben, were told, the mental health issues, whatever you want to call it, are real, but they are tied specifically to playing for the Sixers. So if he's traded, the new team doesn't have to worry about that. That's what they were telling everybody. Well, he's been traded. And now Ramona Shelburne is reporting, oh, it'll be weeks, not months, until he's back. Why is it not hours? Oh, he's not in basketball shape? Okay. You know how you can play him 8 minutes tomorrow. I don't understand why Ben Simmons is not expected to play immediately.
Yeah.
Even if it's just in small bursts to ramp up. And if the answer is, Colin, because he's trying to avoid the March 10th game against the Sixers, I would argue that is a foolish decision. Because if the Nets are going to do anything this year in the playoffs, they're going to have to go through Philly. So wouldn't you rather get it over with in the regular season? You know, get back on the horse there and to prepare yourself? Like, listen, I've supported Ben as much as I can, but you got to play. You've been out 5 months already, and now we're like, only a few more weeks. He's not hurt. he should probably play basketball.
Yeah.
That's my take.
Also, probably play. Also, as a competitor, there's no way in the world I would skip the game against Harden. That would be the game I couldn't wait to play and prove that we won the trade. Nick Wright, first things first.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
It used to be if you stayed in college as a college basketball player or a college football player, it was a redeeming quality. He is experienced. He is committed. He is loyal. Now I'm like, why'd you stay in college so long? Daniel Jeremiah, he was a scout for three different teams in the NFL. He's now a broadcaster. He's excellent. He had a mock draft today. His first or second mock draft came out. His first 15 picks, 12 of 15 are underclassmen. Translation, if you're good, you don't have to stay in college for a long time. College, for football, you got to stay in minimum 3 years. But most of these three-year guys, they didn't even redshirt. They just went in, good, gone. Like one of my knocks on Kenny Pickett for Pittsburgh, who's a fifth-year senior. Why'd it take him so long to pop? I mean, I saw Trevor Lawrence first year. He won the national championship. I saw Caleb Williams now at USC first game. I was like, whoa. I saw Bryce Young first start. Whoa. Kenny Pickett, why'd it take you so long? Like it's the bottom line is if you're good, go play. I like Kenny Pickett, but it took him until year five in a bad conference to pop. That's why I think he's got a very low ceiling. And I've always felt this about college basketball. Gonzaga, Jalen Suggs, he comes in at 19 years old. He's their best player. He's awesome. He gets him to the Final Four, and then he's off to the NBA, where he'll struggle for a year or two and be great. That's like talent. If you're staying 3 or 4 years in college in 2022, Frank Kaminsky goes to Wisconsin. Everybody loved him. I remember going on the air saying, yeah, he scored 6, 11, 18. He's got an incredibly low ceiling. He goes to the NBA. He's got an incredibly low ceiling. If you got to stay in college as a football player more than 3 years, it's not hard to see talent. Bryce Young's first snap. I saw high school tape of Bryce Young. He was here in L.A. It was like USC wanted him so bad. And it was like you could just see it. You're like, that kid's going to walk into college and just sling it all over the place. And so it is funny, though. And the longer you stay, it used to be such a redeemable quality. And now it's like, if you're good, it's like crazy. Get out of here. Now, you could say Joe Burrow. What about Joe Burrow? Well, first of all, Joe Burrow got hurt and had to transfer. So that slowed his process up. But the minute he really got to LSU, like the last couple of games of the year before he left, you were like, that's good. Now, obviously, coming back, the team was the best college football team arguably ever. But he got hurt, and a coach made a really bad decision, Urban Meyer, to go with somebody else besides Joe Burrow, and coaches do make mistakes. But the other thing today is that we've been – ask yourself this about Aaron Rodgers. He and Russell Wilson are like the polar opposites in personality, kind of. Like, Russell's not a big fan of Aaron, I would guess. Aaron's not in to Russell. I think there's a little competition there. If you asked Russell Wilson where he hoped Aaron Rodgers would play next year, you know what I think he'd say? Green Bay. He's no longer an ascending quarterback with the Packers. They don't have an owner. They don't get free agents. If you put Russell Wilson in Tampa, scary. Denver, Pittsburgh, I think if you asked Matt Stafford, who wants to catch up to Aaron, now he's finally got a grown-up organization. If you ask Matt Stafford, where would you want Aaron to go? I think he'd say stay in Green Bay. And that's the funny thing about this. So many people out there in the media are like, oh, I'd give up so many picks for Aaron. I don't think he's an ascending player. There's absolutely no proof in his last 16 playoff games. He's 7-9. Many at home as a favorite. There's no proof his best football's in the playoffs anymore. There is absolute verifiable proof that Matt Stafford is a great second-half quarterback, a great playoff quarterback when surrounded with reasonable talent, and the best quarterback in the league in the fourth quarter last year. Easily. I got proof. There's proof John Elway was. Brady was. There's no proof Aaron is a great... He's had one long playoff run. So there's so many quarterbacks in this league that are ascending. Kyler Murray's getting better every year. Joe Burrow's getting better every year. I mean, Matt Stafford, frankly, is getting better because he has grown-ups around him. Joe Burrow's getting better. Justin Herbert's getting better. I think Josh Allen's still. Lamar Jackson. I don't think Aaron's an ascending player. I think they're in cap hell. I've seen it before. They'll win their division. They don't have a dynamic number two receiver, which in this world we live in now is, it's not even, it's essential. All the teams that were left, all, even Tennessee, A.J. Brown, Julio Jones, you have to have two dynamic wide receivers. That's why when OBJ got hurt in the Super Bowl, it was like, whoa, you noticed it. It's like that hurt the Rams. It felt like they were holding on for dear life, and they were so vibrant and dynamic when they had Cooper Kupp and OBJ and then Van Jefferson. But in the second half, without OBJ, some would argue not in his prime, didn't feel the same. So that's what's funny about this whole Aaron thing. I think they peaked, and I think if you asked his contemporaries and rivals, they'd rather have him stay in Green Bay. And I think that says it all. Nick Wright earlier on why he thinks Aaron will remain a Packer.
What I think the audience needs to remember is this. Aaron Rodgers, Colin, is not a free agent. So he can come back to the Packers, that's easy. He can retire if he wants to. That's relatively easy. And he can demand a trade, and I think they would trade him if he demanded it. But Colin, do you think they would let him pick his own destination? Do you think Green Bay is simply going to send Aaron to wherever he wants, or that they would send him to whomever makes the best offer? I'm not certain Green Bay is going to let Aaron just pick his destination, which is one of the reasons why I think he comes back as a Packer.
Yes, I agree with that. Plus, Aaron next year is going to have an ability to go where he wants more than this year. So I do think he comes back for one more year, but I'm not going to try to get into his head. But the only thing Aaron does have is that by sending out all these kooky sort of ethereal sort of waves and messaging, I do think there are some general managers who would not make a deal with Green Bay unless they got assurance he would play for them. That's Aaron's strength, is he could just retire.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.